You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
The holiday decorations had barely been taken down when a harsh verdict was passed on the holiday shopping season. Macy's announced it's closing 68 stores across the country. Here in Michigan, that means Macy's stores in Lansing, Battle Creek, Harper Woods, and Westland are closing. Then we hear Sears is closing 150 of its Kmart and Sears stores, 10 in Michigan, including the very first Kmart in Garden City. And Walmart says it's cutting hundreds of jobs by month's end. Tough times for brick-and-mortar retailers. Well, let's find out as we say hello to Patricia Huddleston, a professor of retailing at Michigan State University. Were you surprised by these announcements?
Actually, no. Well, with the exception of the Walmart labor cuts, yes, a little bit surprised at that. But no, I'm not surprised at the store closings. And actually, Macy's had announced 100 store closings earlier last year. So, you know, that was not a surprise. And then Sears has been hanging by a thread for quite some time. So, again, those store closings are not at all a surprise.
And as Macy's announced this latest round of closings, which we should note will be wiping out 10,000 jobs, it pointed to a disappointing holiday shopping season. But this is really more than one bad season, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Although, if you look at the big picture, actually, overall holiday sales were pretty robust this year and about on target with what the National Retail Federation predicted, which was about a 3.5% upward trend in sales. But that doesn't necessarily mean that every single retailer reaped those benefits.
And when we say sales, are we including online?
We are including online.
Which leads to the question, what are we seeing in consumer behavior bringing us to this point?
Consumers are increasingly shopping online, and part of that is motivated by mobile shopping. So most consumers now have access to a smartphone, be it an Apple iPhone or a Samsung or some other type of phone. And so sales via mobile are actually increasing even more quickly than traditional online sales. And the convenience of that, the ability to compare prices, and the ability to shop anytime are three things that are motivating consumers online shopping.
Well, I mean, you think about it, it's real easy to sit in your PJs and sip a cup of coffee and click away, shop online. You're not fighting for a parking spot or driving to and from, which tells us what about the future of department stores and indeed malls?
Well, what it tells us is that any retailers that want to attract consumers into the store need to create a wonderful shopping experience. And there are retailers that have done that. If you look at some of the specialty retailers, you know, just pulling an example out of my head, like Cabela's, for example, which is, you know, a mega sporting goods and outdoor merchandise retailer, and they provide a really interesting shopping environment, really good sales assistance, and, you know, plenty of parking and that type of thing. So physical stores are not going away, but what we're seeing now is the outcome of basically being an overstored country for a really long time. Just in thinking about the amount of retail space per capita, the United States right now has about 25 square feet of retail space per capita versus Canada, which is about half that at 13. So we just have too much space, and our population is not growing quickly enough to absorb the demand.
Well, I think about something that I've watched I grew up in Oakland County. And we shopped at Northland. And it's so interesting to realize that Hudson's was reluctant to have branch stores, but it was an architect that convinced Hudson's, no, ring downtown Detroit with these three branch stores and malls, Northland, Eastland, and Westland. And those branches helped doom the downtown stores, and the Hudson's name is no more. But it's amazing to think the Northland store, which was by then a Macy's, shut down in March 2015, and now the mall is gone, going to be leveled. And these latest closings have claimed the Macy's at Eastland and Westland. So it's kind of gone full circle.
It has. And depending on the mall and depending on whether there are more than one anchor at a mall, losing an anchor like a Macy's can sort of ring the death knell for a mall, because it's becoming more and more difficult to find a comparable anchor tenant that is going to draw the traffic. And so that's why it's so I guess it's so important to look at, you know, who those anchors are and where, you know, I guess where the next one is going to come from.
We're talking about brick and mortar retailers and the malls of America as we talk with Patricia Huddleston, a professor of retailing at Michigan State University. So here we're seeing this growing trend, as you say, mobile shopping. People can go pick up, whip out their phone, click, click, for example, pay for Amazon Prime and you get the free 2-day shipping. What's not to love about that from the convenience point of view? But what are people who do not have access to online shopping? What are the options for them? And where are they going, particularly as we see these stores closing down?
Well, and that's a really interesting question and one that I don't believe has been investigated. And actually, your question sort of sparked an interest in my own mind. But the short answer is that people that do not have access to online and where malls are closing down, they are just going to have to travel further to meet their basic needs, or they're going to have to, you know, sort of gear up, learn computers, get online, and, you know, sort of join in. But for the elderly, for example, I'm not sure that that's a realistic expectation. And so what happens for these more marginalized groups is that shopping is going to be more cumbersome. It's going to cost more because, you know, there are travel and time costs involved in going further to a mall. And I'm not sure that that problem has really been investigated or addressed appropriately.
I have seen stories that ask this question, is the department store dead? What is your answer to that?
Oh, that's a hard question. They have been predicting the demise of department stores for decades, literally. And with every ebb and flow of trends, it's, you know, it's predicted again and again. I think some department stores are struggling, but if you look at stores like Neiman Marcus, it's an upscale specialty department store, they're doing well. Nordstrom's is doing well. And actually, Macy's, from a digital standpoint, has been recognized in the industry as doing everything right. And so what Macy's is doing right now is closing unproductive retail stores. And, you know, I wish I had a crystal ball to be able to predict the future, but I think that this may be a way to strengthen Macy's, and they may come out of this okay.
Well, interesting to kind of think about what has happened and what will come. What do you see in the future for retail in America, Patricia?
I see that online shopping is going to continue to increase, and I see that technology at the point of purchase, so in-store, is going to be a way to engage consumers. And I think that retailers that really want to survive need to look at how consumers shop, make it convenient for the customer. That's the key. And the other really interesting thing, you know, a lot of the retailers that are doing the online pickup in-store, actually what they're finding is that a lot of the customers will then actually go and shop. So, you know, any time that you can get the customer into the store is going to be a win-win situation. It may not happen every time, but to me that's the key, is to meld the online and the in-store experience.
Patricia Huddleston, professor of retailing at Michigan State University. I always love talking shopping, so appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
All right, Cynthia, my pleasure.